朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
This is the secret for overcomer.
这个就是得胜者的秘诀。
Is let go.
就是放手。
You're dead.
你死了。
You're complete dead.
你已完完全全的死透了。
Forget everything.
你忘掉所有的事情。
And everything when you need all your dreams, let go.
所有你所需要的，你的梦想什么都放弃吧。
You cannot say it costs me too much.
你不能说我要付的代价太大了。
You cannot say I cannot do it.
你也不能说你做不到。
You cannot say this will cost me, you know, my comfort and my convenience.
你也不能说这个要我牺牲我的舒适，我的方便。
You see, once you determine you're dead,
你看，你注意，你如果知道你死了，你将要死。
That means you know you give up all your right.
就代表说你放弃了你一切的权利。
There are two types of person come to my mind.
有两种人，我会想起两种人。
They are pretty much like die to self person.
他们基本上就像是一个对着自己死的那样子的人。
The first one is Christian mother.
第一种人是基督徒的妈妈。
A mother full of love.
一个蛮有慈爱的妈妈。
A mother who's willing to die for his kids.
一个愿意为他孩子而死的妈妈。
For any young lady,
对于任何年轻的女孩而言
，They would rather to have some pretty dress.
他们会想要一些漂亮的衣服。
They would rather to have a lot of fun and freedom.
他们比较会想要去出去玩，去有自由。
But every day when they hold their little baby,
但是每一天当他们抱着他的小。baby 的时候
，They die to themselves at least 1,000 times a day.
他每一天对着自己死至少1,000次。
When she have to change diapers,
当他要换尿片的时候
，When she have to feed the baby,
当他要喂这个 baby 的时候
，There are so many other things she would rather do.
有太多其他的事情是他真正想要去做的。
She would.Rather give up her own dream.
但是她宁愿放弃她自己的梦想。
For the baby.
为着是这个孩子。
So a Christian mother can truly say with Paul.
所以一个基督徒的母亲可以真的向保罗说
I die daily.
我每一天都死。
The second type of person.
第二种人。
Come to my mind.
是在我的脑子里会想起的。
Is those Christian martyrs?
是那一些为基督而殉道的人。
They would rather enjoy a comfortable middle class life in U.S.
他们没有说他们。
They would rather have enjoyed.
他们原本可以在美国这边享受中产阶级的生活。
But they go to the Muslim land.
但是他们到了回教的国家。
They suffered great persecution.
但他们承受了很大的逼迫。
And many of them even got murdered.
然后很多他们被杀掉。
For the sake of the gospel.
为的是福音的缘故。
Why he is willing to do that?
他们为什么愿意这样子做呢？
Because he died to himself.
因为他向着自己死了。
Didn't a martyr have a right to a personal fulfillment, to a family, to a home?
一个殉道的人，难道他们没有权利？他们有自己的权利，他们可以得到一个家庭，他们可以得到他们自己的生活吗？
Fulfillment.
他们可以得到他们自己的满足吗？
No, they have no right.
No, 他们没有这样子的权利。
Because they already die.
因为他们已经死了。
They have no life.
他们没有生命。
Every Christian.
每一个基督徒。
In a sense.
在某一种程度上。
We have no life.
我们其实是没有生活的。
We have to die.
我们是需要死的。
We have to die to ourselves.
我们需要向着自己而死。
Who want to live that life?
谁要这样子活呢？
Why we want to live a crucified life?
我们为什么，我们怎么会想要活着一个钉十字架的生活呢？
You need to remember one thing.
但是你要记住一件事。
Death,
死亡
is the gateway to life.
是进到生命的那一扇门。
Is a gateway to real life.
是进到真正真实生命的一道门。
Is a gateway to eternal life.
是进入到永生的那一扇门。
I have been crucified with Christ.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
It is no longer I who live.
现在活着的不再是我。
Notice the positive note here.
你要注意的是，这里的是一个积极的一面。
But Christ lives in me.
但是乃是基督在我里面活着。
You know how wonderful that is?
你知道这是何等的美好吗？
Christ lives in me.
基督在我里面活着。
What that means?
这代表什么呢？
That means you have experienced a spiritual rebirth.
这代表的是你有一个属灵的重生。
And there is a spiritual, the spirit of Christ is indwelling in you.
基督的灵是在你里面，是进入到你里面的。
This is wonderful.
这是何等的美好。
Because Christ lives in us.
因为基督在我里面活着。
You start to experience something never exists before in your life.
你会开始经历曾经在你生命当中没有发生过的一件事情。
This new life.
这一个新的生命。
Have new appetites.
有新的胃口。
Wait. New desire.
新的一个欲望。
For many years.
这么多年以来。
When I first come to church.
我当我一开始来到教会的时候。
People ask me to read the Bible.
人们告诉我，要求我读圣经。
People tell me you have to pray.
说你要祷告。
People tell me you have to do this, have you to do that.
人告诉我要做这个，要做那个。
And let me tell you.
让我告诉你。
Not only I don't understand why.
我不仅仅不懂为什么要做。
But I don't understand why anybody else would like to do that.
我也不懂为什么其他的人会想要做这些事情。
I find out the only use, the benefit of reading the Bible.
我发现唯一读圣经唯一的好处是
If you cannot sleep in the night,
如果你晚上睡不着觉的话
You just read it.
你就读
Read the Old Testament.
你就读旧约
Like Chronicles.
例如说历代志
Or Kings.
或者是列王记
I can guarantee you.
我保证你
Won't take long.
不用太久
You fall asleep.
你就睡着了
It works every time.
每一次都可以都有效。
So I don't understand this.
所以我不懂。
People like to sing hymns.
人们喜欢唱诗歌。
And I saw the way they sing.
然后我看了他们唱歌的方式。
They really give their heart to it.
他们真的是把全心都放进去。
And I don't get it.
我不懂。
I have goosebumps coming up.
我有全身起鸡皮疙瘩。
Why say those kind of things?
为什么你要说这些话呢？
I don't enjoy it.
我不喜欢这个。
But I come to church.
然后我来到教会。
I better pretend.
我就假装吧。
But do you understand one thing?
但是你知道有一件事。
I don't know starting when.
我不知道什么时候开始的。
I come to realize reading the Bible is such a wonderful thing.
我开始发现读圣经是何等美好的一件事。
It has so much beauty and so much wonder and so much amazing things in it.
在里面有多少美的东西，有多少奇妙的东西。
A new life in me.
在我里面有一个新的生命。
It has a new appetite.
有新的一个胃口。
I don't know starting from when.
我不知道什么时候开始的。
I love to sing hymns.
我开始喜欢爱唱诗歌。
I just love it.
我就是喜欢唱诗歌。
Every moment I want to turn on my, you know, back then it's tape recording, you know, we don't have CD yet.
在那个时候是放那个卡带的录音机。
The hymn.
每一次我要打开我就想要听诗歌。
It's just so wonderful.
这个何等的美好。
Because I have a new life.
因为我里面有一个新的生命。
In the past.
在过去。
Oh, I will try to do good to others.
我会试着对别人好。
Because I expect what others will pay me back.
因为我期待别人会给我的一些东西。
But this new life.
但是这个新的生命
changed.
改变了我。
I don't know why I become so stupid.
我不知道我什么时候变得这么笨。
Why I want to help people I know that they not only they don't deserve it.
我会开始想要帮助一些人，我也知道他们不配得这些的。
They don't appreciate.
他们也不会感谢你。
And they don't even understand.
他们甚至也不会懂。
But I continue doing what is good for them.
但是我继续的去为着他们的好去做。
This is new life.
这是一个新的生命。
In the past, I do everything for the good of myself.
以前我做事情都是为了我自己的好。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
the secret of Christian life, the gospel life,
活出福音的基督徒福音的秘诀
Not only need to die
不仅仅是你要死
You need to live
你要活
And you need to live a new life
你也要活一个新的生活
It's by faith allow this new life to grow in you
是因着信以至于这个新的生命可以在你里面成长
This new life
这个新的生命
Will allow us
会允许我们
To have a new approach.
让我们有一个新的方式。
The life I now live in the flesh.
现在如今我在肉身活着。
The life I live in the flesh now.
现在如今我在肉身活着的。
I live by faith in the Son of God.
是因信神的儿子而活。
I don't know about you.
我不知道你。
Before.
之前。
I don't live by faith.
我不是因信用信心在活着的。
I live by feeling.
我是用着我的感觉来活。
Whatever make me feel good.
任何让我觉得好的事情。
I do it.
我就会去做。
Anything make me feel bad.
任何让我觉得不好的事情。
I don't do it.
我就不会去做。
That's my approach to life.
这就是我生活的方式。
But now.
但是现在。
There's this new life in me.
在我里面的这个新生命。
Enable me.
让我可以。
Live by faith.
让我可以用信心而活着。
Those athletes,
那些运动员
When they prepare for Olympics,
当他们在为着奥运预备的时候，
they have to live by faith.
他们必须要用信心活着。
Their life is like a hell.
他们的生活像地狱一样的。
What you can eat?
你能吃什么？
What you cannot eat?
你不能吃什么？
When you need to sleep?
你什么时候该睡觉？
When you cannot sleep?
你什么时候不能睡觉？
You need to build up different part of your body.
你必须在把你身上的不同的部分部位把它建造起来。
And those exercise.
那些的练习。
It's like a murder.
就像要杀了你一样。
Going to kill you.
是会杀了你的。
But why you do it?
那但是你为什么做呢？
If by faith you say forget it.
如果你要是按着你的感觉活着的话，那不用谈了。
It's too hard.
太难了。
It's too hard.
太难了。
Oh, this ice cream.
哦，这个冰淇淋。
How can I not eat it?
我怎么能不吃它呢？
Live by feeling.
你是靠着感觉活的。
You cannot put it down.
你手机放不下来的。
It's my life.
这是我的生命。
It make me feel good.
这个让我感觉非常好。
Make me feel I'm not lonely.
让我觉得我不孤单。
Make me feel I'm in contact with somebody.
让我觉得哎，我跟某一个人在通讯。
And when people put those sum up.
然后当人家给你一个赞的时候。
Make me feel I'm somebody.
然后让我觉得我是了不起的。
You live by feeling.
你是靠着你的感觉而活的。
Not by faith.
不是靠着信。
And to live a gospel life.
那要活出一个属福音的生活。
The secret.
奥秘是。
Live by faith.
秘诀是你要用信心活着。
You have to believe when you do the right thing.
你要相信当你做对的事情的时候。
Even though you pay a price now.
虽然你现在会付一个代价。
But at the end.
但是在最终。
The reward is far exceeding than the price you pay.
那个将会给你的赏赐会大大超过你所付的代价。
Sometimes you may be wonder.
有的时候你会想
Really will have reward?
真的会有赏赐吗？
By doing the right thing, will I really get something good in return?
我若是去做这些对的事情，在最后的时候，我真的会得到一些东西回来吗？
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
我不确定你讲那个是什么意思。
Because the reward in the Bible,
因为在圣经里面的赏赐，
is different than the reward we're thinking of.
是跟我们所想的赏赐是不一样的。
But most, even more important,
但是更重要的，
why we want to live by faith.
我们为什么要靠着信心而生活呢？
What's the motive?
这是我们的这个我们的动力是什么呢？
Why?
为什么？
It's because
是因为
I'm doing that because he loved me.
我这样子做是因为他爱了我。
Our motive
我们的那个动机
，It's not just for fun，
不是为着好玩而已。
It's not just because we're going to get something good out of it，
不是因为我们能够从中得到什么好处。
But is it because the one who loved me？
而是因为那一个爱我的神。
Because his love，
因为他是爱。
Because the way he loved me。
因为他爱我的方法
I'm willing to live my life for him
我愿意为着他来活
Even without the reward I expected
就算是没有我所想要的那些赏赐
I'm still willing to live by faith.
我还是愿意因着信而活。
That's because His love.
这是因为他的爱。
Those amazing love.
那个奇妙的爱。
I do not nullify the grace of God.
我不废掉神的恩。
How could one set aside or nullify the grace of God?
一个人如何能够废掉神的恩呢?
You don't have to say, I'm no longer a believer.
你不需要说我不信了。
All you have to do
你所要做的
is just you don't really treasure it.
是你如果不真的去宝贝它的话,
if you don't really understand how wonderful this gospel is for you,
如果你不懂得这个福音是何等的美好的话,
yes, I'm a believer.
是的,我信。
Yes, I'm baptized.
是我受洗了。
Yes, I'm coming to church.
我也来教会。
But I live the way I used to be.
但是我还是跟着以前活着的那个样子活着。
That means nullify the grace.
这就是说着你就是废掉神的恩。
And if anyone doing that,
如果任何人这样子做的话,
in a sense,
某一种程度,
you're notified the grace.
你就是在废掉神的恩。
As if Christ died for nothing.
好像基督是突然死了。
And we know.
那我们知道。
Christ certainly did not die for nothing.
基督不是突然死的。
So nobody.
所以没有人。
By the grace of God.
因着神的恩典。
Will be able to truly notify the grace.
是可以来废掉神的恩的。
Because the grace of God.
因为神的恩典。
Will pursue you.
会一直不断地追着你。
Will attract you.
会不断地吸引你。
Will raise up different men and things.
会用着不同的人跟事物。
To turn our heart back to Him.
来让我们的心归回给他。
One of the hymns in our hymn book.
我们诗歌本里面有一首诗歌。
It says, Alas, and did my Savior bleed?
他说, 我们的救主为我们流血。
And did my Sovereign die?
那我自己的主权死了。
Would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I?
他为着我们这样子如虫一样的, 他为他死了这个神圣的头而死。
Would he for me?
他会这样子为我吗?
The secret head for a worm such as I.
这一个神圣的头为了一个如我一样的虫。
Amazing love.
奇妙的爱。
How can it be?
如此怎能如此?
That thou, my God, should die for me.
我的神会为我而死。
And dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
the secret of living out the gospel life,
要活出一个属福音生活的秘诀,
is to die,
就是死,
die to ourselves,
向着我们自己死,
and to live,
然后要活,
and live by faith,
用着信而活,
shall we pray?
我们来祷告。
Father, you know how limited our human language can be.
天父,我们人的言语,语言是何等的有限。
But we believe the Holy Spirit can take our word and speak and work in your children's life.
但是我们相信圣灵可以用着你的话语对着你的儿女们说话。
And we pray that you have mercy on each one of us.
愿你向着我们每一个人有怜悯。
such that we see what a wonderful grace you have given to us.
以至于我们能够看得见你给我们的恩是何等的美好。
What a wonderful gospel you have prepared for us.
你给我们的福音是何等的美好。
May that motivate us to die and to live.
愿这个使我们能够愿意来死来活。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。